Hello and welcome to the Dublin Arsenal Review Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles. On the show tonight, Wednesday, November the 5th, I'm joined by regular Gooner guests Martin Stoneville and Matt Bourne to review and analyse last night's 2-0 victory over Czech side Slavia Prague on match day 4 of the UEFA Champions League. And remember to check out our shows on Spotify and also on the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel. It's great, first of all, to have back on an Eamon Donnelly lookalike. I don't know whether that's the right thing to say. Matt Bourne, how are you?
I'm kind of half insulted and half honored. Thanks, Jonathan. More honored than insulted. So, Eamon knows about not Eamon long enough to be, pretty proud of that. That's okay. That's okay.
I see a bit of hair growing back, Henry, Matt, so you're on the way to recovery.
No, I just cut it
The
tonight,
road to
actually, so
redemption.
it's fairly tight. It's fairly tight.
Good to have you back, Matt, and
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
great to
That's
have you back
it.
on. I'm also
Cheers,
joined by
pal. Good to be back.
the man who puts it all together, Mr. Martin Edit Stumble. How are you, Martin? Welcome back.
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Like after a win like that yesterday, it was actually 3-0, not 2-0. But okay, we forgive you that.
I got really carried
But
away.
no, it's all good.
Apologies for my
He
injury.
obviously missed Mourinho's third goal there or
Clean into
something,
the
you know?
arse. It
Yeah.
was such a routine
Seemed the
victory.
keeper missed it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3-0 to the Gunners last night, lads. As always, it's great to have my guests on as always, Martin and Matt. Thanks for coming along, lads. And of course, we started into our review as always. 3-0 last night away from home on match day 4 of the Champions League against Czech side Slavia Prague, of course. Bukayo Saka with a penalty and two goals from Mikel Merino, who's absolutely on fire this season for both club and country. He's banging the goals in the net for both teams. It was Mikel Merino, of course, scored twice as Arsenal comfortably beat Slavia Prague in the league phase of the Champions League to extend their winning run to 10 matches in all competitions. It was also an 8 successive clean sheet, matching a club record set back in 1903 over two different seasons. There was also another piece of history on the night as Max Dowman, at 15 years and 308 days old, became the youngest player to feature in the Champions League when he replaced Trossard, breaking the mark set by Youssoufa Moukoko at 16 years and 18 days with Borussia Dortmund in 2020. First of all, Martin, Max Dowman, quite incredible milestone for this lad, isn't it? 15 years and 308 days old. What were you doing at that
Yeah.
age? Were you breaking into the Champions League then?
Well, actually, I was working at that stage already, you know.
Yeah, take that, Max.
I was peeling my sack of potatoes, in the kitchen, you know. But no, like it's just absolutely incredible. Like I was actually on Saturday, I was in Cavan and I was watching, the game of my nephew. He's 13. And he's been 40. He's gonna be 40 next. I don't know when he's gonna be married, probably. And yeah, I said like, my God, like he's only 2 years older than him, and like he's playing the level of football, which is incredible. Now it's look, it just doesn't look like a 15-year-old when he comes, as Arteta said, I don't care what it says in the passport, as long as he has the attitude on the pitch, that what really counts. And yeah, what I've seen so far, like he's just such a talent. And yeah, like it's just 15 years old, like he's still going to school. You just wonder how does he do it all, like. And somebody said to you, I hope he don't reach the final from the Champions League because you might miss his GCSEs,
Yeah, God, I don't know
So,
what I'd put over that one. Such a
but
tough decision.
I don't know, but it's such a great thing for it, and I hope, look, we can keep it. We had loads of young talents, and not everybody's going through. But I think he looks really, really special, and hopefully, yeah, he can go and be a really, really good player in the future.
15 years and 308 days, Matt. And we already know what a special talent he is. When we, particularly when he came on against Leeds United in the second game of the season,
Yeah.
What do you make of that, Max Domen? That's quite an achievement, isn't it? At 15, at that
Yeah,
age,
I mean,
quite something
look,
special.
we're all raving about him, and you just spoke about, you know, if forget about the age on his passport. He's probably still on his parents' passport. He's that young, you know. Yeah.
Over
Yeah, so he look, he's incredible, and I think the way they've integrated him into the first team this season has been great because he's not pushing him in, he's not putting him under any pressure. He's just giving him a few minutes when he can. And but look, it's great for the future. I mean, you know, to have a player like Daumen, you've seen the way the pundits go on about him. You've seen the, you know, there's huge, I suppose there's huge pressure on him, you know, because he is so young and there's so much expectation around the way he plays and everything else. But he seems very grounded. He seems like a very grounded kid. And
Yeah.
Arteta's doing the right thing by just pacing him in, just giving him a run out now and again. And you know, he's still playing for the B team as well. You know, he's getting minutes there too. So he's keeping him interested. He's training with the first team. He's a great prospect for the future. I do expect to see him maybe next season, maybe going out on loan just
Yeah.
to, you know, give him some good experience. But
Yeah.
look, he's not the finished product, but he's looking very close. So
Yeah.
hopefully we can integrate him a bit more over the next few years, and who knows what's going to happen. He looks like an unbelievable prospect. So I'm really looking forward to seeing his development.
Yeah, to be on the bench, to be named on the bench now as well in league games and Champions League games, it shows where he's come from the underage setup to the first team. It was quite an incredible rise for a young lad, you know, at that age, you
Yeah.
know, and he looks miles ahead of his age as well in terms of talent. So
Yeah, for sure.
the sky's the limit, really, for Max, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Another milestone as well last night. David Raya, 15 clean sheets now, 50 clean sheets, sorry, for the Arsenal since he joined us. He's beginning to go up there with the legends of David Seaman, Jens Lehmann, Pat Jennings, to name a few. What do you make of that milestone, Matt?
He's unbelievable. You know, I think we all had so much respect for Ramsdale at the time.
Yeah.
You know, he's still a brilliant goalkeeper, Ramsdale. I saw him,
Yeah,
I
he
think he
is.
played for Newcastle there last week, and he pulled off some amazing saves. You
Yeah.
know, he's still a great goalkeeper, but we were all a bit doubtful about Ray when he came in, but he's proven, you know, there's no doubt about it. He's one of the best goalkeepers in the world, without a doubt. You know, he has probably the best defense in the world in front of him, which always helps. But you know that if a team does manage to break down our defense, that you've got Ray in behind. He's unbelievably solid. He's so good. His reactions are unbelievable, and we're very lucky to have him. We're very, very lucky to have him. And you know, it speaks for itself. You know, 8 clean sheets in a row. I think he said the Golden Glove the last 2 years.
He did. Yeah.
I think he tied it last year, but I mean he's on course now already. You know, with a third of the less than a third of the season gone, he's on course for Golden Glove yet again. He's been brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Would you rate a Martin as highly as David Seaman, Jens Lehmann? I know he's only, you know, he's into his third season at the Gunners, but he has been he has that respect already, hasn't he, from the Arsenal faithful?
Yeah, I'm sure he has the respect, and as Matt said, you know, like as good as a goalkeeper is, you know, you always depend on the four in front of you, you know, and this
Yeah.
is like where we're so strong at the moment because our back four, regardless which way we're playing, even with the ones that come in when somebody's injured, you know, he seemed to be all a cohesive defense, and that's what makes a good keeper as well, because doesn't matter how good as a keeper you are, if your defense is leaking, you know you're going to get more shots on goal. I mean, we don't even get shots on goal anymore, so I mean, what has it to do, you know?
Yeah.
So no, it is, but like, you know, like to compare him to Seaman and Lehmann, you know, obviously he didn't win anything yet whatsoever, you know, so, and he's only what, 3 seasons now in with Arsenal
Yeah, with the
proper.
Gunners. Yeah.
So look, he's an absolute talent. There's definitely, and he's going to be there for a long, long time, you know, like obviously injuries, you know, forbid injuries or anything like that. But if he can play on like this and we do win something and we win trophies, you know, and that's because in the end, you're always going to be judged on that. I think he has definitely a chance to be one of the legends in goal for Arsenal. And as I said, yeah, it's just an unbelievable task what they're doing at the moment. They're not only doing it in the Premier League, they're also doing it in the Champions League, going no goals scored against us in the Champions League. It's just amazing. We didn't play any oppositions that bad. I mean, Atletico Madrid, it's not a thing that I think they only scored like one goal on shot on goal as well from Atletico, which is just, as I said, that's the incredible part. Because if you don't concede shots on goal, the probability that you don't concede is fairly high, But then the good thing is when they actually shoot on goal, he's there to make that save as well, and that's good. I mean, yesterday we were a bit lucky with the penalty, even that it was like it wasn't given, and I don't think it was a penalty. But these are the things that can happen, but no, he's definitely a talent.
I think
Brilliant.
what somebody said to me there last week in the club kind of summarizes their defense. They said David Raya could work from home at this stage.
Yeah, he's in hybrid mode, isn't he, for the Gunners?
He
Yeah.
is, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder will they be looking at his wages since he's doing so little. Any other job he'd be criticized doing nothing
Well, I'm telling you, keepers are paid by clean sheets, so like he's raking it in at the moment.
And
Oh,
then
for
he's given
sure.
the county council lads a bad name. The victory continued. Premier League leaders Aaronson's excellent start to the season with 4 wins from 4 matches in the Champions League as they extended their unbeaten run to 13 matches in all competitions. There's something special happening this season, lads. I know it's early days and it's Eamon always says
Yeah.
stay humble, but with the three of us over here now, I think we've heard to say we're all expectant, and it's not only the drink talking. It was also an 8 successive clean sheet, as I said, matching a club record set back in 1903 over 2 different seasons. So last night was breaking all sorts of records. So again, to Mikel Arteta, whoever said they wanted him out are completely stone mad. And
I
me
think there's
being
one
one
of
of
them on this
me being me being and I'm
podcast,
just going to admit now on air, me being one of them, how wrong was I
Jonathan.
and what do I know?
Yeah.
And straight away Matt call me out and that, so this is his last appearance, of course, on
I
the show. He just didn't know how to keep it closed, even though
said there's one person on this podcast. He didn't mention the name, Jonathan,
I think everyone narrowed it down.
You admitted it there, but that's okay. That's
I'm
okay.
sure
Yeah.
Martin will come up with a quote now for the title of the video. There's
Yeah.
only one gaffer in town, and that's me. But
Right.
we might as well delve into the match review last night. We may have had no Victor Gyökeres. We certainly have a great standing striker in Mikel Merino's. He proved last season. He's proven his worth again this season. The lineup, though, before we kick into it, David Raya in goal. Our back line, Pierre Incapié, Gabriel, William Saliba, Jurrien Timber, Declan Rice, Christian Norgaard, and Eden Nwaneri made up the midfield, and up front, Leandro Trossard, Mikel Merino, and star boy himself, Bukayo Saka. Off the bench for us were Eberechi Eze, Myles Lewis-Skelly, Ben White, Max Dowman, and Andre Anous. Playing it again for the Gunners. You're doing quite well against Brighton last week in the League Cup. So another young gun and another Highland product coming on. So that's nice to see as well. 3-0, of course, last night, as the top of the table, as we're recording at near enough to 8 p.m. on Wednesday the 5th. Bayern Munich are top of 12. The Gunners ourselves in second with 12. Paris Saint-Germain in third with 9. And Inter Milan with 9. Who we play on match day 7 in January, of course, in the San Siro. To yourself, Martin, 3-0 last night. Your analysis of the game?
Obviously it was an early kickoff, which was great to see. Like, he didn't have to be waiting for that long. But one thing about it was, like, as you said, like, we didn't miss Gyökeres yet. We didn't miss him because, like, we obviously have team, but we actually have, for all that team squad we have, like, we have not that many forwards available, all our injuries seem to be in the forward positions. Well, like Martinelli and Jesus can cover it and things. But thank God we have Merino, our orthodox midfield player who can score goals as well, which is fantastic. The first couple of minutes, the first 10, 15 minutes, I thought we were a bit, I don't know, like we're just a little bit like ragged. We didn't really, don't know if it didn't go, if it was too early for them to kick off. I don't know. I just didn't look as fluid as it does. And I think has a lot to do with Tchouaméni not playing, because I think Tchouaméni is really keeping us together. He didn't play against Brighton. He didn't play against Prague yesterday. And them 2 games, we were kind of like a bit disorientated. But look, we kind of kept it under control. We really did. Saka is back to his best now. He really looked fit yesterday, and he tried it loads of shots on goal. And yeah, we got the penalty. Saka actually converted that very, very good. And then we just controlled the game as we always do now in the last couple of games. It doesn't seem to be that exciting football that we play, but we just keep on controlling the ball and we score goals now and we don't concede. And then yeah, obviously Marino in the second half, then scoring the two goals. It's just great. Like, he's even though he's not a striker, he seems to be at the right spot. I think even for Spain, he scores these kind of goals. He seems to be really going into the penalty box and he's at the right time there and he just some great goals he scored yesterday. And as I said, thank God we have him because we would be really, really short going up front. It's just going to be scary when they're all going to come back, isn't it? Who are we going to play? So that's the problem what we have. But beside that, look, it was a 3-0 win. As I said, the scare in the end with the penalty, which, as I said, I don't think it was a penalty. Very good to see how they reacted with VAR. That they really kind of twice now checked all the penalties, so one for us and one against us, and they came up with the right decision. I think the Premier League has to have a look at this and make the same decision. But no, it was a clinical thing. Again, 3-0, we walk on, and I tell you, the next one is going to be a different one, against Bayern because they don't seem to not score and we don't concede. So one of these series has to go. So I'm going to be looking forward. They're going to be in London for that, so it's going to be a really, really good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracking tie against the
Oh, it
German
will be.
giants, who always seem to knock us out either in the last 16 or last eight over the previous campaigns. But we're a different Arsenal this time from the sides we met at the Allianz and Emirates. Particular focus though on Mikel Merino, the 29-year-old. He's dropped out of the Arsenal starting 11 in the Premier League, but has still managed to deliver big moments for the Gunners. He scored a crucial equaliser to spark a vital comeback success at Newcastle, the last time the Gunners conceded a goal as well. When asked to play that role last season in the absence of Havertz and Gabriel Jesus, he shone too, taking the season's tally to 9. Vital goals came in wins over Real Madrid, Chelsea, Fulham, Leicester, and his double against Slavia Prague showed why Arteta appreciates him. Merino is a very different type of forward to Gyökeres, who looks to run behind the defence whenever he can, while the Spaniard provides a good presence for the Arsenal attack and saps up chances as well. Matt, he's becoming really a vital cog in the Arsenal machine, Mikel Merino. At 29 years old, what did you make of his performance last night, Matt?
I
Two
think
vital goals to sum it up.
I think since he came in, he's been absolutely fantastic. Look, he was put into a very awkward position there last season when we were really, really stuck for a striker, and he was thrown in the deep end. And I think this year he scored 19 goals for club and country. He wouldn't be scoring, like he scored a hat trick for Spain a few weeks ago. He wouldn't be doing that if Mikel Arteta didn't decide that, we need you up front. We need you to be that man. And he's actually stepped in and done an incredible job. You could see last night his positioning for the first goal was superb, a beautiful little finish. Even for the way he attacked for the second goal. I know the goalkeeper, you can say the goalkeeper was absolutely terrible there, which he was, let's be honest. But Mourinho gets into them positions. He's very similar to he's almost like an Alan Smith type character when he gets in there. He just he's always he's always seems to be in the right position. He always seems to be fighting for the ball. And incredible strike rate for a midfielder who was thrown in at the deep end and really asked to do a job when we needed him. But a lot of our you can see yourself, Gyökeres has come in. And I think Gyökeres has been fantastic for us. He's given us a different dimension. He's works really, really hard. He's tough as he's a really, really tough player. He holds up the ball really well. He gets into really good positions. But the way we play, we tend to come in from the wings all the time. Got Saka coming in from the wing, got Trossard, Martinelli coming in from the wing. So we don't need a Haaland the way we play. If we were to readapt our game to suit Gyökeres has scored 30 goals a season. But we're going to get 10 from 10 from or 10 or 15 from each wing. We're going to get 10 or 15 from the middle. We're going to get Wright sticking in a few goals. We're going to get Gabriel coming up scoring 4 or 5 goals. It's the way we play. And to have a guy to come in like Marino, I had no worries last night. We have no strikers. We have no strikers again. It's like
It's incredible, isn't it?
it's all happening all over again. But you don't worry. You don't
What
worry
do you
about it
worry
because
about the Gyökeres injury, Matt? Do you think that's short term?
I hope it's short term. I heard it was a bit more serious than we thought, but then I heard he's probably going to be back after the international break, which is great. And that will also mean hopefully Havertz will be back, Madueke will be back, Odegaard will be back. I think the only long term absentee is still Jesus. And if we can get Jesus back in January, it'll be the old cliche, it'd be like a new signing to have somebody come in that you can get a few goals, in the run in, because it's going to be a very busy, the way things are going, it's going to be a very, very busy season. We're going to be involved in a lot of competitions. We need the squad, but the depth we have this year is absolutely fantastic. I thought last night, I thought Norgaard was brilliant. Zubimendi has been exceptional for us. I compare him to, you don't see what he's doing during a game, but if you watch him, he just does an unbelievable job there. He traces back, he gets forward, he distributes really well, and I think Norgaard stepped in there last night knowing that, he's not going to be a starter week in, week out, but we know he can do a job. So it just adds to our depth. Every position we have unbelievable cover. I think the most irreplaceable player in our squad, and I said it before, I think is Gabriel. I think is just, come the end of the season, if the season goes the way we want it to and the way we hope it will, I think Gabriel will be up for every single award in the world. He is just unbelievable player. You can see the passion, even when Ben White put in that challenge last night, Gabriel was literally up to the referee pleading for VAR because, he does not want to concede a goal. He put in a fabulous challenge towards the end of the game as well, when Slavia got through. Just incredible. He is so passionate. He goes in for everything, and the way we can chase back when there's a counter attack, we go, they're all up for a corner, and within seconds, you've got 9 or 10 players behind the ball again. They've just set up absolutely beautifully. I thought it was an excellent performance. Yeah, like Martin said, the first 15, 20 minutes, it was a bit lethargic, really, But a lot of our games this season have been like that. I don't think we've even remotely hit top form yet,
No.
And we have not. We've not hit top form, And I think with the Bayern Munich game coming up, every team has set up against us this season to frustrate us and to sit behind the ball, and knowing that we're going to get a lot of corners, a lot of free kicks. And that's why we score so many set pieces. Bayern won't do that. Bayern will come out to play football, and we will come out to play football. And you'll see a completely different match then
Yeah.
against them. Something you won't have seen all season. I think Liverpool set up to frustrate us when we played them. I think City set up looking for a draw. The day they played us, but Bayern won't, and it's going to be an unbelievable game, and it's hard to know what will happen. But I think I'm convinced we can beat them. I think it'd be any team in the world, and once a team opens up against us and tries to actually play football, I think there's always the chance that we could score plenty of goals against them. There's also a chance they can score against us too. But our defense is just so solid; they're unbelievable.
Yeah, bring Harry Kane on. We see what he can do against the best defense in the league and the Champions League. As Matt said, Martin, old Alan Smutters would have been proud of the way Mikel Merino finished his goals last night. When he gets the perfect assist and delivery, the way he finishes it off is like a top class striker in particular. Trossard's cross into him. Into the first couple of minutes of the second half, and he finished it off superbly with his left foot. What did he make of his two goals, Martin? He's becoming really, really a vital part of the picture, isn't he, for Arteta?
Oh, he's definitely is, as we just mentioned, he's at the right time. But like, in fairness, these are the players like Trossard as well, who actually had the pass for the first goal for Marino. Trossard, like, when we all eager to sell him in the summer, you know, and then he signed this weird contract, this extension, you know, like in staying for another year with a pay raise but not signing a contract. And everybody said, "What is going on?" But that's exactly what's going on. He is just trusted. He's just like he was always on the available, passed the ball really well, and he so many goals been scored, you know. Start with Trossard somewhere, you know, and it's really team. So like Marino is great, you know, he's at the team, but the whole way they're playing at the moment, it just seems to be, we always seem to find a way. And yeah, Marino, like look, as I say, it's gonna be strange, like when everybody's coming back, where he's gonna play, but we are gonna be in enough competitions, you know. So and that's what you want. You want to have the competition for the game, so nobody can, you know, sit back and say like, "That's my position. I'm going to be there forever. I'm not going to be the first in the team." Because you have competition for everything, and you know they know that. And Marino is going out, you know, and say, "Look, I have to score because, you know, this is my time to play." And he said it yesterday. He said like, "You know, I'm happy that I can help the team, you know, and I'm happy that it's not my position, but I do the best out of it." And he seems to do it for Spain. He seems to do it for Arsenal. Long may it continue, you know. But let's see, like, you know, when the other ones are coming back, how his position is going to change, because nobody really knows where he's going to play then, you know.
Yeah, I think earlier on the season, Eamon said in the podcast that you know, where's Mourinho going to fit in here this season? You know,
Where do you see his long-term position, Matt, Michel Mourinho?
I think like Martin says, he'll play wherever we want. Like he says himself, we play wherever we want him. You know, I think he will. Look, we have an incredibly big season this season. There's so much expectation around the club, and he will use the squad. You know, you could see it against Brighton. You know, made 10 changes for the game, and you're going to see a lot of that over the season. But if you're able to make five changes per game and still have the same quality coming in, I don't see why we can't fit in all these players. You know, big squads win you big prizes, and we have that now, and we've got an incredible depth. We haven't seen that like this in the last 10, 15 years. We've seen nothing like it, that kind of depth, you know? So I think he'll fit in. I think he will step in as a striker when we need him. He'll certainly slot into the midfield when we need him as well. But it's going to be hard to, once the squad is fully fit, it's going to be hard for any player, any, you know, even Norgaard, who's an exceptional player, and he was exceptional for Brentford last year as well. It's going to be very hard for him to fit in. And Ben White, you know, Ben White was absolutely brilliant for us, and now all of a sudden he can't get a look in, you know. So it is what it is. We have to use the squad that's there for us, and we have, I think, the strongest squad in the Premier League this year, and you know, maybe in Europe as well. But look, it's a long, long season. We're all expecting miracles, and it doesn't always happen like that, you know.
So a lot more games to come.
An awful
I
lot more.
believe in miracles, you sexy thing, Matt. One player that's really stood out for me this season, and we've been raving about him, he's not even a new signing, but in Leandro Trossard, myself, Eamon, and Score Guy were talking about on Monday. Impressive again last night, you know, on the flank. That assist for Michel Merino, first goal, certainly in the first couple of minutes of the second half, was just absolutely exquisite, right onto his foot. How impressed have you been of Trossard? Because we all expect him, Matt, that he was nearly going out during the summer transfer window, and he's really bounced back, hasn't he, and given Arteta a real headache this season.
Oh, he has, for sure. Absolutely has. And he's always been reliable. You know, we've all talked about Trossard over the last couple of years since he joined from Brighton. And when he came in, he works so hard, and he wants to make that position his own. He knows he's up against Martinelli, and he's up against Eze somewhat as well for that kind of role. But every time he comes in, he's as reliable as you can get, and he works so hard. He chases back. He's very fast. He's got plenty of skill. He's got a great turn of foot as well. So, you know, he's great at taking on a player. He's great at putting inside. He's got a great cross. He's got so much to his game, and it's just great that we have players like that who we can rely on to put in a good shift week in, week out, whenever they're playing. You know, that's all you want from them, you know.
What have you made, Martin, of Leandro Trossard's start of the season? He's really come out fighting, hasn't he? He was a good player Did you expect him to leave in the transfer window, or how
Well,
do you think
it's
this will
kind of
go?
like the, as I said, the summer was a bit of a weird transfer window because we did expect. You said like you know we've always said we need another left winger, and you
Yeah.
said okay if Eze comes in, somebody has to go. And then as I said, the contract which was given or contract extension, better said, and the pay rise, it was just a strange one, and nobody could really keep it. But that's the problem. Like we just don't see exactly what's happening in the background. And Arteta probably seen this. You know, he knows he sees him every day, and he can see now why because. Yeah, he's just a great player. And yeah, the competition what he has is helping him. He helps the other players. He helps Martinelli. Madueke can play there. Eze can play there. There's so many. We have so versatile players. So whenever you want to play, you better play your best because like you're not going to play maybe next time because the competition is the same. And that makes everybody stronger. And that's exactly what's happened with Trossard. And he's such a vital player for us at the moment. And as I said, we have so many games to come. We need every single player we can get, you know, and yeah, it's just great that we have such a strength and depth, you know.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the Slavia Prague managers, he came out post match says he was in awe of how Arsenal played. In particular, Declan Rice really impressed him, and that exquisite lob over the top for Mourinho to get onto the head for the towards goal. Thought the goalkeeper Markovic could have just come out and cleaned out Mourinho really, but he just kind of backed. I think he thought his defender was going to get ahead of him, but Mourinho with some leap on him. But when an opposition manager are in awe of Arsenal, Matt, that's some compliment and shows how far we've come under Arteta, doesn't it? Every manager, every team now are fearing Arsenal.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We're getting unbelievable praise from managers. But look, none of it means anything until you know, to
Exactly.
see how things go at the end of the season. You can get compliments. We're getting compliments all over the place, and people are coming out and saying, you know, oh, we're going to walk the league, and oh, nobody's going to be. Look, it's a long, long season, and we know how it feels. You know, for as Arsenal fans, we know how it feels to be let
My
down.
liver knows how it feels, Matt, and it's
There
been
you
through
go. I hear you.
more
I
than
hear you.
21 years of
I know, but I
activity.
mean, look, I'm older than you, Jonathan, and
You don't have to
I
tell
you know,
me.
I saw. Well, you know, sometimes I do. Like I saw Gus Caesar play, so I know what it's all about when you got players like that, you know. But it's I'm not that
But
old,
that is going
but.
back a few years.
Well, that's the mid-80s. That's not that long ago,
And what
Jonathan,
a
you know?
player he was as well. What a player, yeah.
Oh yeah. But listen, look, it's a, like we can't get ahead of ourselves, you
Sure.
know. It's
No.
all looking really, really good at the moment. But that can change in a week. You know, you just
Yeah.
don't know what's gonna
Yeah.
happen. And we've got to keep our feet grounded and believe that we can do it. And I believe this squad can do it. I believe they're mature enough now. The last few years, coming second 3 years in a row, has gotta hurt. And it'll hurt nobody more than Arteta himself, you know. And he's gonna know that he needs to deliver this season. And I believe he's got a squad there that can deliver. You've got players who 3 years ago Saka was still a kid, and now he's a very, very mature player who you know you're gonna get a massive performance out of him week in, week out. And the players we've added, I think. This season, Madueke was our player. He was our best player before he got injured. You know, I thought, to me, he was our best player. I still, well, it's just a phenomenon. You know, I don't think we could replace Gabriel ever. You know, I think from that
No.
point of view, when Gabriel plays with Saliba, Saliba's a better player. When Gabriel plays with Mosquera, Mosquera's a better player.
Yeah, he's a leader, he's a leader.
When Gabriel's not on the team, there's a different dynamic. You know, we have to
Yeah.
keep him fit at all costs and use the squad players in the FA Cup and the Carling Cup and stuff like that and keep protect him as much as we can because I've said for a while now, our defense will win us the league this year. It won't be necessarily our forwards, our defense will win it because they are so, so, so good.
Yeah.
And you've got like obviously you've got Calafiori has been amazing this season. Timber's been amazing this season.
Yeah, he stepped
But
up
you
a
look at
level,
the
yeah.
backup and Skelly came on last night. And he was brilliant when he came on. He got an early yellow card, but he put in a couple of really good tackles, late tackles as well. Same with Ben White. You know, of course it looked like a penalty at the time, but. When you look back at the replay, you know, he got the ball. It was a great challenge, you
Yeah,
know.
it was actually a
And
foul on him.
Yeah, well, that's it. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think they knew. I think he knew when he did it that no, that's going to be overturned because he knew it was a good
Yeah.
challenge, and that's what we need. We need backup to the likes of Timber and Calafiori. I think Mosquera has been a brilliant addition. I think he's looked fantastic when he's come in. He's looked really, really solid. Our midfield looks absolutely superb, and our forward line, if we can get any of them fit again, are incredible. So we're in good shape, lads, but we got to keep very, very grounded right now.
Yeah, it's still a long way to go. And but having such a great start to our Champions League campaign, played for 12 points, you'd feel 18 points would possibly be enough to guarantee, the top eight, like last season, and avoid that last 16 game in February, which gives us a bit of a break to March because the games are coming ticking fast, especially that silly season of December where you're playing nearly a third of your games between November to January. The first week of January, nearly playing 9, 10 games and that. Your man of the match, lads, with a couple of minutes remaining. First of all, to Martin, man of the match from last night.
Well, you'd have to give it to Marina, like scoring two goals, if you can't give man of the match, then I don't know what you have to do. But yeah, he just had a really, really good thing. There was other players, that really worked well for the team, but I think Marina really stood out and he really delivered. He was given a position and he did it. So man of the match for me, Marina.
Very quickly, Matt, man of the match.
Yeah, exactly the same, Marino. Absolutely brilliant job to come in and do that. It's an absolutely fantastic job.
It's a 1, 2, 3, Mikel Merino for myself, our new striker. Who needs Kai Havertz and Gabriel Jesus? God has landed in Mikel Merino, thank God. Our next big Champions League game, as Martin said, Wednesday, the 26th of November versus Bayern Munich at the Emirates Stadium. Martin will be there, as he said. At 8 p.m. another cracking game that will be, and you can catch us if you can't be lucky enough to be at the Emirates, catch it in the River Bar in Dublin City Centre. Thank you to my guests Matt Bourne and Martin Stummel tonight for coming on,
Cheers, Jonathan. Thanks very much.
and
Cheers,
catch our
Martin.
show as
Thanks
always
so
on
much.
Spotify and on the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel. So until the next time, come on you Gunners.
Come on, you
Cheers,
Gunners.
guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.